This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. With virus restrictions easing around New Mexico, movie theaters are beginning to open again. Many smaller independent movie houses managed to stay afloat during the pandemic, but they may look different moving forward. KUNM's Megan Kamrick has more.
3 general admission. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
After more than a year, people are buying tickets and popcorn at the Guild Cinema in Albuquerque. Owner Keith Henley scrambled to reopen when the state revamped its color-coded risk system recently. Bernalillo County was suddenly in the least restrictive turquoise phase. He's still limited to 33% capacity, or just 36 people in the single-screen theater.
Some businesses can't reopen at 25% or even 33%. Their overhead is too much. We can limp along.
Over the past year, Henley offered dozens of films for viewing online. He shared the ticket revenue with filmmakers and distributors.
That kept us afloat, barely. We were burning through a couple of grants that we were fortunate enough and lucky enough to get from the city. We just applied for the Shuttered Venue Operations Grant. I don't know what our odds are to get the money, but we're hoping that that will help us carry through 2021.
The Shuttered Venue Operators Grant is a $15 billion federal program. The first round of funds are due to go out this month, and Henley is hoping to upgrade his air filtration system. But even as he opens, he's keeping the online screenings.
There's going to be a part of the population that's not going to feel safe going out in mass, and I want to respect that, and I want to offer something. So yes, it will be virtual, online, and it will be in person.
Henley occasionally rented out the theater to small groups. The Violet Crown in Santa Fe also did this. Bill Banofsky owns Violet Crown and says the RSVP cinema program launched about 2 months ago.
We created literally a jukebox cinema where we have more than 100 titles that one can choose for an RSVP private rental. And that has been really successful, and it's really great. It gives the patron more options. So we would like to keep that around to some degree, although we will ultimately be mostly general admission seating once we fully open.
Like the Guild, the Violet Crown has partially opened and applied for the federal Shuttered Venue Operators Grant. But Banofsky has also found a lot of help here in New Mexico from his bankers and a loan from the New Mexico Recovery Fund.
We're in 3 states. We're in New Mexico, Texas, and Virginia. And by far, New Mexico has been the most helpful to our businesses that have closed than any of these other states. Not even close.
Banofsky predicts a boom year in 2022 as delayed films are released. One recent survey found that nearly 30% of adults say they feel comfortable returning to movie theaters in the next month. But not everyone is optimistic.
There's a whole issue here. Are movie theaters coming back, or has COVID killed movie theaters?
That's author George R.R. Martin. He owns the Jean Cocteau Theater in Santa Fe, in addition to writing the books that inspired Game of Thrones. The theater is still closed.
And I think there still is an audience for big motion pictures, especially if there's a theatrical window. If the theatrical window goes away entirely, if all of the studios say, okay, Netflix can have it the same day that it opens in theaters, then I don't know.
The theatrical window gave theaters about 3 months to have films exclusively. The pandemic has upended all that, with many studios over the last year releasing films simultaneously in theaters and on streaming services. Martin says for now he's watching how things shake out, and he's revisiting plans to renovate the Cocteau with nicer seats, possibly a reopened cocktail bar, and diverse programming.
We have to have the best seats in town, and we have to show movies nobody else is showing, and we want to do special events, more author events, more speakers. We could do live music. We could do a little stand-up comedy. And I think the Cocteau will come back in one fashion or another, but exactly what form and when, I can't really say right now. That's going to need further exploration.
Indeed, according to The Hollywood Reporter, people are willing to pay more for a premium movie experience as they emerge from lockdown. Small cinemas like The Guild don't have IMAX screens and giant reclining chairs, but they do have a core fan base, folks like Peter Seary.
This is always my favorite theater. I've seen literally hundreds of movies here, so I'm a pretty diehard Guild fan.
Seary says he did watch some of the movies Guild owner Keith Henley offered online, but
nothing beats a bigger screen.
For KUNM, I'm Megan Kamrick.